like a rocket ship.
Mira qué bello.
Aquí no me van a joder.
Bet you he's a drug dealer.
He probably is, man. He probably is. Look at that. Oh, whoa. You want to share a beer? Let's share a beer, huh, baby?
Sure.
Yeah, beer. We'll share.
Damn.
You're going
what
crazy.
A show.
Show.
What a show. Wow. And I haven't heard a gun yet. Thank God. You know? Thank
yeah.
God.
Thank God.
A
thank
gun.
God. Thank
no,
God.
No
yeah.
guns, right?
I heard. Hey, Happy New Year, sister. Cunhão.
Happy New Year. Year. So great to know you.
Thank you. Thank you for
and
coming over.
2022, they have the best in Colombia, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Happy
of
New
course,
Year.
You. Yeah. Happy New Year, my
esposa.
For a great,
yeah.
Great 14 years.
It's starting to die down over here. I think it's like after, I think I'm going to turn, you know what, I kind of fucked up in the beginning. I thought I had this on, I was catching all this other
yeah.
audio stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't have it on, I was like, oh, shit. I didn't have it, I had it on, but I didn't have it in record.
This guy's coming back. This guy's coming back.
But I think I got it right at midnight.
I'm not done yet.
This
oh, look at him go.
Yes, he
what?
Does.
I'm going over there tomorrow. I gotta talk to him.
We gotta find out who that was, man.
I gotta talk to
él
him.
Está, él está like close to Rosa's house. Él está allá.
I think I.
Because Rosa's house is over there.
No, it's over this way. Pero I know who they are.
Ahí, not too far. It's far from here.
He sells legal grass. Yes.
That's why he's got the money to get all that shit.
The guy
works,
with the fireworks
he
over there?
He works in the place, and then on the side, he sells. Okay?
Cool.
He's coming cash from both sides.
Mira esto boricua.
Yeah.
Boricua, they know how to party. Chacho.
Oh, that shit costs money. That's not cheap.
Pobrecito,
not
lo veo boricuas.
Yeah.
Sí.
The poor.
Sí.
This
yeah.
year are the
but
poor.
But you can't talk about that, you know?
You know? And,
yeah.
And they're,
indito.
They're beautiful people. They're beautiful people.
Sí.
Don't mess with them.
Yeah.
Do not
tan
mess
tranquilo.
With them. Tranquilo, yeah.
So different families own different or settled in different parts of
yeah.
this.
See, it goes from one family after the other. They pass it on to the family.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is here.
That's what happened to this.
That's what happened here. We
yeah.
got to keep it in the
keep
family.
Keep the family. Your cousin. Yeah. Right.
Because none of us wanted to, because he asked.
Nobody.
He asked us all.
You were the only one like willing to actually live here and deal with it, right?
Well, because it's work. It's money.
And you all had different careers and things going on too.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Right now, I'll tell you what, I could do it now, shit, in a fucking heartbeat. But it's too late. We don't got family, really. But it's dangerous. Well, that's the fucking problem, man.
Well, Dave,
it's not dangerous here.
Yes, it is. Not here. Out there.
Well, it's like if you're in the States.
Yeah.
If you go on the south side of the Chicago,
yeah.
Or you go, you know, it's the same shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Any country
you're
you go.
You're so right.
I think the difference is
yeah,
the response.
Right,
the difference with response with police and stuff like that is kind of different in that way, maybe.
If I want to fuck around in Colombia, I don't go with the people I'm going now.
Yeah.
But I say, hey, I got to take care of me.
Right.
I got to be with them because they're going right, and I want to go right.
Right.
I don't want to go left.
Right.
That's not the way to go.
You got
to
follow
because
your brothers.
Because you're going
to
fuck up.
You're going to follow your brothers.
You're going to fuck up. Stick with the brothers.
Stick with the brothers, exactly. Y'all stick together like fucking unbelievable.
We take care of each other.
Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that. Never. Like bikers like that. That's cool.
We don't. Nobody stays behind.
That is so cool.
Nobody stays behind.
That is so cool, man.
You stay right there.
That's a nice club to be in.
Clubs are good things in that way.
Oh, did I fucked up?
What did you fucking do?
Oh, Olga.
Wait, who? What you
I
do?
I fucked up. We go to from Chicago to New York.
Yeah. Who's we? A group?
The Llama.
The bike. Okay.
Llama. Bike.
Okay. How many of you guys?
It was the Puerto Rican parade in New York.
Oh, okay. How long ago? When was this?
I don't know.
Okay, long time ago.
I got it in my jacket.
Do you?
I got it in my jacket.
The year?
Oh, yeah. Everything is there.
I love that fucking jacket. You can leave
everything is there.
Really?
So.
That is so cool.
Me and Mario, the president of the club.
Yeah.
Me and him drove. We put my bike at our Sportster. Harley Davidson Sportster.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in the truck. The truck, we carry that truck because if somebody breaks down, we put him in the truck.
Right.
You know, so we keep going.
Yeah.
We don't stop. Yeah. We keep going. So, I was on the way back to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys fucked up all night drinking and got fucked up. And he said, Raymond, I drive the truck that it's not a truck, it's
we know what it is. Yeah.
Like a moving
truck,
you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said, listen, I got fucked up and I can't drive the bike. You take my bike home? I said, okay. Harley Davidson. Beautiful bike. Gold.
He took the bike?
No. He went on the truck and I took his bike.
Oh, his
bike. Because he spent the night fucking up.
Too much.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how?
So, I was with the group.
Uh-huh.
You know, and suddenly, one of the guys started driving fast. American guy, boy.
Yeah.
He had a
gringo.
Kawasaki gringo. Kawasaki 1000 cc. Those things move. They move.
He wanted to move.
So, I was with the group.
Yeah.
I was supposed to stay with the truck.
Yeah.
You know, so if I break down, but no. Not me. I had to be different. I had to fuck up. And boy, did I fuck up.
What the fuck did you do?
I went after the gringo and we started running like 70, 80, 90. Let's go.
Fucking maniac.
Man, I like that shit. Yeah. And that motorcycle sounded mean, bitch. Oh, she sounded good. She was, oh. Okay, okay, me and you. Okay.
Yeah.
We just kept going. And I broke down.
Then what the fuck happened? They caught up with you, right?
We lost broke? Them.
Or? We lost them. I don't know what happened to them. They didn't know. We never got.
Did the gringo come help you? Or he just?
We stuck together. Me.
You guys stuck together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, okay, I break down and I just say, okay, you stay here and I'm gonna go and see if I can find a dealer so we can work on the bike.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, okay, fine. And I fucking get diarrhea.
Oh, God, Jesus.
The fucking bike over here, beautiful bike. You could not leave that bike alone because they will steal it.
Yeah.
They
man.
Will steal it. That was a beautiful bike. Okay, Harley Davidson. Oh.
A lot of chrome.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that thing was beautiful. And I said, oh, fuck. And I didn't have toilet paper.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't have toilet paper.
Oh, God.
And I had to go.
Well, there's leaves.
I had to go.
Oh, my God.
And you cannot leave that bike alone. And I said, what the fuck? I gotta go. But I always...
What?
I always carry a hanky with me. Always.
Oh,
okay,
always.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I never leave my house without a hanky, bro. Never. And the day I do, I turn back. I come and get the motherfucker. Oh. Go buy it at the store. I need a hanky. So I went over there. I did my thing and watching the bike. I went down the hill, you know, and hoping the cops can catch me, you know. And I'm watching the bike up there. Okay, I'm finished. Well, I wiped myself. I said, okay, the bike, it went to the bike because the bike, it was not my bike. I was responsible for the bike. Something happened to that bike, I have to pay.
You're damn right you do.
That's my fault.
Get the same one,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he had on that bike, that's what you gotta have.
Oh, yeah. So, we found a place to leave it after, because it was like a Japanese bikers, like Honda or Kawasaki or things like that. This was a Harley. They didn't know how to deal with it, so we had to leave it there.
Mm.
Then, I went with the white guy back to Chicago. We left the bike there, we took addresses, said, okay, we're gonna come back and pick it up. He said, okay, you the bike is gonna be okay, don't worry about it. I said, go ahead and do what you gotta do. Me and the white guy, we took off in a Kawasaki. I was in the back, and that motherfucker was doing like 180, 90, 100. I said, motherfucker.
Some of the Kawasaki's were like, they were badass. They were
if we hit ground, we're
dead. Yeah, that's it.
Dead.
We would be. He playing with us.
Oh, he wasn't playing. He had the power. Yeah. Those Kawasaki's, they move.
Like a 900?
Well, that's why he got that.
It was 100cc.
Yeah.
No, 1,000cc. I'm sorry. 1,000cc.
No, I thought it was
that
a
motherfucker.
900.
That motherfucker was fucking
sick. Yeah, I knew some guys, they were the Kawasaki, we called them the Kawasaki Cowboys.
I hugged that motherfucker. And I said, okay, let's go. Shit, yeah. We got to Chicago. And then we got to Chicago. Then we got to Chicago before all the other guys got there.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly they start coming in and saying, okay, the band is coming in pretty soon. They started communicating. We have walkie-talkies. We got communication. Uh-huh. So we told them what happened to me. And they said, okay, we're going to go to the club, have a few, and go back and pick that bike up. So that's what they did. Yeah. When he went there, he went and started that motherfucking bike. I said, you what? He said, I went and started the motherfucking bike. What the fuck do you, what's wrong with you? I said, what the fuck? I did the same motherfucking shit, that? And yeah. The bike didn't start. I said, I don't know. So they said, okay, fine. You got it. They went and got it. They brought it home and everything. I said, okay, fine. Beautiful hobby. It's like old, with a little shades of like a little brownish. And it was like fire. Straight pipes. Mm-hmm. Nothing inside that pipe. Straight pipe. That makes a sound.
Rough. Damn. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Part of the Harley is like it sounds like a Harley.
Yeah.
You know? I never owned a bike. The only time I ever rode a bike, I think I was riding like a Honda 350 or something. And I hit a curb and fell down. And after that, I never did anything. That was it. That's my whole total experience.
He's not aggressive.
You know, but
he was better on skateboards.
But I hung around and I knew people that rode a lot. And they just, you know,
the next door neighbor the great likes it so much that he said, Les, you want to ride my bike? And this dude don't fucking let nobody ride his bike. Okay, Les, you want to ride my bike?
Oh, Sean.
Because he likes him so much. Oh, that's man, my buddy, Les.
That would have been
a disaster. Just
he
like
has
that.
This beautiful Harley.
Black.
I mean, it's like chrome, and it's like,
look.
Thousands of dollars, you know, and
yeah,
like 10 or 20, whatever
guy,
it is, you know.
Neighbors that moved next door to us.
Very nice guy. And we're hanging around having a couple of beers.
Yeah.
And he says, like, hey, do you want to take my Harley for a ride? I was like, no, and I told him my story. I told him my story.
I better ride your bike.
And you don't think I want it. Not only do I not want to do it, but your bike don't want to do it either. What a guy.
That's how much he likes less.
But he wasn't able to ride it because he was involved in an accident. And so he hadn't been riding it. He just felt that somebody should ride it.
He needed to hear the sound of his fucking bike ride.
You know, maybe that was it.
Yes. And he trusted you, Les.
How could he trust me? I'm like,
because everybody loves
Les.
I bet you he had two helmets.
He might. I don't know.
Two helmets. He one for you and one for him.
Yeah.
One for the bike. No, he didn't. He didn't want to ride behind. He wanted me to take his bike for a ride. And I'm going like,
what an honor! That's a fucking honor, okay? Fucking honor.
I'm thinking of very much. Thank you, but I don't want to die, and I don't want to owe you like billions of dollars on this bike to fix it. Because I tore it up, you know.
Some of my friends in the club, they tell me, "Hey, take my bike." I said, "No, I don't want your bike. I gotta have my bike. I don't want your bike.
Yeah,
it's gonna cost me.
Yeah,
if I crash your bike.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get fucked
that's
up.
That's right.
And then I gotta pay you.
Yeah, yeah, And they're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
How much does that bike in Colombia cost you?
Shit, it was $6,000.
And that's
$6,000. That is cheap.
That's cheap.
Okay.
And they were showing that's a lot of
money.
Like about,
that's a lot of
like
money over there.
$15,000 or $20,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there. It's like three times more than in the dollar.
This fucking guy next door, though, he keeps his fucking truck spotless clean. His bike, you can see your face. His truck, you can see your. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's that clean.
Wow.
But he's got this girlfriend. Because he broke up with his original nice girlfriend.